Welcome to the New Kind of Man podcast, where we are growing stronger and more capable men. We believe that every man can be a good man, and we are here to help men on their journey to become new men. These men will become better at leading themselves and better at leading in their homes and workplaces. Paul the Apostle gave the command to put on the new man. On this podcast, I interview people who've become new men relationally, physically, spiritually, or intellectually. This happens through their stories of stretching, grit, and determination. We want the good, the bad, and the ugly, so we all can become better men. So let's get after it. Welcome to the New Kind of Man podcast. I'm so grateful that you are sitting in today to be able to listen to this podcast. This is podcast episode number 6. And what we're going to talk about is the first of the four pillars, and we're going to talk about intellectual ability, maybe what it is and what it isn't, to break down some stereotypes and also give you some really practical tips from someone who is much smarter than me. So I am not the full source and resource and all that. We'll get to that shortly. I want to just let you know this too. A New Kind of Man is also available on Instagram and on Facebook, and on Instagram is at A New Kind of Man. So if you're not connected over there, you probably want to do so. I post there regularly, at least once, twice a day, create some stirring conversations over there, and then also on Facebook. That crew is growing too, so you may want to reach us over there. So let's get to intellectual ability. What is it and what is it not? First thing I want to get to is just give you this quote from Albert Einstein, and this is what he said. One should not pursue goals that are easily achieved. One must develop an instinct for what one can just barely achieve through one's greatest effort. I fully believe that on the topic of intellectual ability or growing intellectually, there should be a stretch factor to being intellectual. I feel most of my life has been a stretch intellectually. I was a middle of the packer in school. I would not have been the kid who my teachers would have thought, wow, he has all sorts of possibilities of going to college, and yet through some hard work and just, you know, some resilience and then God's favor, I was able to complete a bachelor's degree and also a master's degree. But again, I was the scrappy intellectual type. It didn't come easy to me, and perhaps it doesn't come easy to you. Growing up, I was the middle child, and being the middle child, I didn't feel like I had a lot of people who were paying attention to me or even driving me to do better in school. So I picked the path of least resistance, as most men do, unless they're spurred to action. And I got busy doing things that I wanted to do and pursuing things that I wanted to do instead of thinking about my future. And to some degree, I suffered, but I had other opportunities to go to college after high school because of my time in the Navy and the GI Bill and all of that. But it was in through those years that I just matured as a man, where I started to realize, okay, there's a lot of learning left to do. And I had really stunted my own growth by not reading specifically, not doing much reading at all whenever I was in school. And I was the type of kid who I would cheat if I had an opportunity to cheat, or I would just not read something and bluff my way through a review or whatever I had to do in school. And I'm not proud to tell you that, but that's the reality. That's what I did. Not that I think you should do that at all. You will probably get caught, so don't do that. So I want to help you in some other ways to be more intellectual. Now, for you, intellectual, maybe there are certain stereotypes that come to mind. If you think intellectual, you think of some dude sitting in a library with a smoking jacket, smoking a pipe, looking at some 100-year-old book, you know, or maybe even studying some ancient philosophy. And maybe that stereotype's right. I'm actually sitting in my study, and I don't have a smoking jacket, nor do I smoke a pipe. But I get the stereotype. And sometimes that stereotype can be something where we dismiss, where we say, well, I'm just not that guy. I'm more modern than that guy. Or I'm not even a reader. I'm more of the athletic type. I just want to go do something instead of sitting and learning. And I want you to know, or sitting and reading and learning. And I just want you to know, you're not going to be able to grow as a man unless you commit to the discipline of reading. You have to commit to the discipline of reading. And also, men, you have to commit to the discipline of sitting and listening to people who are more intellectually sound than you. Whether it's through a YouTube video, whether it's through writing on a blog or article, or whether it's through a podcast like this, or whether it's just face-to-face with a cup of coffee where you sit across from someone who you know is smarter than you in a given area and just having a conversation with them so you can learn maybe what they know. You can just grapple with what they've already grappled with, and then you can come to terms with it and maybe even apply some things to your life. Again, Albert Einstein said, "One should not pursue goals that are easily achieved." So this is not going to be easy. There is a discipline aspect of this. If it was easy, you would already be incredibly smart. You would already be the top of your class, so to speak. You'd be the smartest guy at your workplace. You would have had multiple degrees. You would be the one that everybody else goes to because you would be the wise sage. Maybe you are the wise sage, but more than likely, the other 99.9% of men who are listening to this podcast are not. So it's not going to be easily achieved. There is a discipline aspect of it. Of course, it's through reading and through listening to those other things that I talked about, or just having a conversation with somebody who knows more than you, and don't be threatened by their knowledge. Instead, learn from it, grapple with it, discuss it. Einstein's quote also says, "One must develop an instinct for what one can just barely achieve through one's greatest effort," meaning it's just outside of your grasp, or it's just at your fingertips. It's not the principle of low-hanging fruit that I talk about from time to time. It is something that is, it's a stretch thing for you. So here's the mindset aspect of it. Okay, you're having to stretch to learn. You're having to stretch to grow. And that is the money. That's the good stuff right there. When you stretch and you achieve something that you didn't know that you could achieve, and you do so, and you can sit back knowing that you're winning and that you're achieving something that is extraordinary and that's really good for you. So I want to give you just a couple practical tips on how you can be more intellectually sound, or how you can grow in intellectual ability. And some of these are my ideas, and some of these also are going to come from Thomas Aquinas and his tips to a fellow monk. So here you go, some ancient wisdom. And here's some things that he says. He says, "Be slow to speak. Be slow to speak." You can't hear when you're speaking. You can't learn when you're speaking. You're just speaking. So be slow to speak. When you get in those conversations with somebody who knows more than you, be slow to speak. Draw back a little bit. Do more listening than speaking. And when you speak, ask a question about what they said. Ask a follow-up question. Ask a question to dig a little bit deeper into the topic that is being introduced. Another thing that he puts out is, don't frequent noisy places. Don't frequent noisy places. It's really hard to keep your attention on something, whether it's a podcast, whether it's reading, or just a conversation with an individual. It's really hard to do so in a noisy place. Your eyes are jumping around. You can hear what's going on, all the bustling. It just becomes really, really difficult. And what you need to do to grow more intellectually sound is to give your undivided attention to whatever it is that you're trying to learn from. Again, a podcast, a book, a person. Another thing that he suggests, and something that I have incorporated into my life, he says, love the place that you study. I am fortunate right now that my son moved out of the house, so I am sitting in his old room. It's been transformed into my study. I love this space. The space is great. I've got an American flag that my wife just purchased for me for my birthday/Christmas, and it's on the wall. I love it. I love America. I love everything about this piece of just craftsmanship that's hanging on the wall. I've got a leather chair. I love leather things. There's a leather love seat. The lamps are they draw your eye. I've got some of my favorite books. I'm sitting in a comfortable chair and I'm doing a thing that I love to do in it. So love the space in which you study. If you have the opportunity, just maybe carve out a place, a physical space where you can study. Maybe for you, it's going outside. And I do this too from time to time. I love to connect to nature and I love to go outside and then to be able to read in nature. It's good to be able to do so. There's something rich about just going on a hike, pulling away, getting a couple miles away from civilization, opening a book, sitting on a rock, and then just absorbing the mountain air while hiking or walking and sitting on this trail by yourself out in God's creation. It's a beautiful thing. Another thing he suggests is this: commit to memory whatever worthwhile comes from the teacher. Commit to memory whatever worthwhile comes from the teacher. Again, if the teaching element is a podcast, my hope is that even during these podcasts, that if you haven't, that you would stop at some point. If you're driving down the road, I understand you can't, but if maybe you would go back and you'd listen to these and actually write these things down, so then you would incorporate them into your life. So, and then you can commit them to memory, whatever worthwhile comes from the teacher, whether it's this teaching, whether it's through a book, whether it's through a conversation, that you would actually be developing yourself by committing some things to memory. It'd be really helpful for you if you did. Continuing on, turn information into wisdom. Turn information into wisdom. Information, we don't have a lack of. Wisdom, we do have a lack of. We are 100% in the information age, things being thrown at us all the time. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and he was getting gas, and he actually is trying to pull away from social media, and he was trying to pull away even from different types of media, and he goes to the gas pump, and as he's sitting at the gas pump, he was just really, really blown away that seems like every gas pump that he goes to has a screen. It's trying to get your attention. It's trying to put out this information and commercials and the news and sports and everything. Everything's about information. The world is full of information, but it lacks wisdom. You need wisdom. You need to surround yourselves when you become intellectual that you put these things into practice and that you master the things that you practice. And wisdom is learned knowledge. It's not just knowledge, it's learned knowledge, it's practical knowledge, it's lived out knowledge. Do these things. You don't become wise because you read it one time in a book and then you can regurgitate it. You can become a wise man by reading in the book, by mastering whatever it is that's being presented in the book. And then once you master that, then you can be a man of wisdom. Let's be men of wisdom. Another thing he advises for is this: store everything you can in the closet of your mind. I'll be honest with you, this is not the easiest thing for me. I actually struggle with this one quite a bit. I struggle with memorization. Certain things stick. If I read it, it doesn't stick. If I have a conversation with someone after reading it, it will. That's a discipline that I have to do. I either have to bring it up to my wife or bring it up to my kids or bring it up to a friend, or even by talking about it here. These things will most likely stick in my mind because not just because I read it, it's because I'm also saying it. And by saying it and reading it, I can then store it into my mind. I want to advise you of this as well. Don't seek that which is too high for you. If you are a level, just to use some random number, if you're a level 20 reader, don't grab a book that requires you to have the intellect of a level 80 reader. Just go 5 to 10% above your current reading level. Just 5 to 10%. And then as you grow and you stretch it, and your mind being a muscle, and then you strengthen your mind, and then you have the ability to surpass where you currently are, and then that next 5 to 10% becomes your standard. And then you can elevate in your intellect from there another 5 to 10% until you advance. And maybe your potential is that 80% book. Maybe it's not, but what you can do is you can continue to advance in your reading, just simply remembering this 5 to 10% standard of just improving upon where you are. And I want you to give yourself a challenge. That's another one. Give yourself a challenge. Maybe this is the new year. Maybe your challenge is to read a certain amount of books this year, or to listen to, maybe you're not even a regular podcast listener, and just to listen to a certain amount of podcasts this year. But give yourself a challenge. Don't make it so simple. Make it something where it's a stretch goal, where, okay, I'm going to read these books. I'm going to listen to the podcast. I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with this person to make it better for you. One of the things I also wanted to share with you is something that I learned from Jim Quick. I listened to a podcast of Jim Quick, and he says this in regards to reading. So he says that he asked these. There's more than this questions, but I'm just giving you three questions that he asks when he reads a book. And he said he's continually asking these questions, and his reading level is off the chain, by the way. He asks these three questions. How can I use this? Why must I use this? And when will I use this? So I'll say it again. The three questions that he asks when he's reading a book, I believe it's also when he's listening to a podcast. So he always asks these three questions. How can I use this? So he's thinking creatively. How can I use this? Why must I use this? When will I use this? These become really practical things that we can take hold of whenever we're consuming information, and we want to turn that information into useful wisdom. So this is, I believe, a helpful tip, these three questions to drill down on. And you do that. You give yourself a challenge, and then you go through, and now you're intentional about your reading. You're intentional about the conversations you're having. You're intentional about the podcast that you're listening to. So they spur you to be a better man and to grow intellectually. The thing is, we can do this. I'm living proof that we can do this. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't think that I'm ever the absolute smartest guy in the room. But what I know is this: through a certain amount of grit and determination, I can become more intellectually able, and I can have more intellectual conversations with people and talk about interesting things, not because I am the master of it or I am the most brilliant-minded person about that topic, but because I ask good questions. And some good questions is this: how can I use this? Why must I use this? When will I use this? There's this lie that has been believed that knowledge is power. And that's just simply not true. I believe that is a lie. The truth is, none of it even works unless you work at it. Unless you put that knowledge to action. It doesn't really work. That knowledge for you is just going to be something that's going to make you feel inflated, or maybe you love to be the smartest guy in the room about this one topic, and yet you don't want to talk about it because the secret's out, but yet you feel like just your ego is really built up by you knowing this one thing, and you feel so good, and you feel so empowered. That's not even what I'm talking about. That's not even the goal. I want us to be men who are intellectually able, because when we do that, we become better men, and we become better in the areas of service, sacrifice, and leading people, leading our families, leading ourselves, leading organizations, and bringing good in the world. And by hoarding information, you don't bring good into the world. You just try and build up your ego, and then it becomes inflated, and that actually will pull you away from other people. I want to help you to get connected with other people, to bring good in the world, and maybe even to glorify God. That's my goal in this podcast. I hope that this episode has been inspiring to you, and I hope it hasn't just been a bunch of rambling. Again, I gave a lot of practical tips there, and if you need to go back to this, please take note of these things. But don't just take note. Be men of action. Actually do the things that it says, and I believe wholeheartedly, taking the advice of Thomas Aquinas, somebody more intelligent than I am, he advised these things to a fellow monk, and maybe I can just advise these
to you as a fellow brother. So again, hopefully you've been inspired to take and put this into action. And if you also are inspired by this, maybe you need to take another action and you need to subscribe to the podcast or perhaps share it on your social media platform. Share it with some friends. After you subscribe, maybe you want to just give an honest rating and review. That goes a long way into letting other people know about the podcast and so they can get the help and inspiration that you and I are getting by doing this and by you participating with me.
Thanks for listening to the New Kind of Man podcast. You've been given some good manly encouragement, and now it's your turn. If you found today's content helpful, go tell a friend and please leave us a review. Also, consider hitting that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. Now it's time for all of us to do what Theodore Roosevelt said. Create. Act. Get action. Do things. Be sane. Don't fritter away your time. Take a place wherever you are and be somebody. Get action.